This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Israel and the United Arab Emirates announced Thursday they are establishing full diplomatic relations in a U.S.-brokered deal that required Israel to halt its contentious plan to annex occupied West Bank land sought by the Palestinians. The historic deal delivered a key foreign policy victory to President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election. It also reflected a changing Middle East in which shared concerns about arch-enemy Iran have largely overtaken traditional Arab support for the Palestinians. Political analyst Uzi Rabi in an AP interview says the deal is a much-needed win for both sides.
President Donald Trump is going to be benefited from that. At least this is what he thinks, that he could take it as kind of a very, very profitable event for his election. Israel, well, we might say almost the same thing about Benjamin Netanyahu.
A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the deal amounts to treason and should be reversed. The agreement makes the UAE the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to have full diplomatic ties with Israel. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on Thursday called on all U.S. governors to mandate mask wearing to slow the spread of the coronavirus that has killed nearly 166,000 people in the United States. Biden made the call for a nationwide mandate on masks after a virtual meeting with public health advisors.
Let's institute a mask mandate nationwide, starting immediately, and we will save lives.
Public health officials agree that wearing masks in public slows the spread of the respiratory disease that has infected more than